Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, 9 a.m., the Humboldt County Sheriff's responded to PG&E, a substation at Big Lagoon, regarding a burglary. Unknown suspects had cut a green diamond gate to drive onto the property, which allowed the suspects access to the substation. Suspects forced open several doors into the building, and they stole various tools from in and outside the buildings. The tools belonged to a PG&E subcontracting company. It's called ITR. In fact, many of the tools will have the company logo ITR stamped on them. The company representative is currently inventorying the loss. However, they estimate the loss to be $300,000 at this time. The investigating deputy was able to determine the theft occurred between 4 p.m. Friday and 11:30 a.m. yesterday. ITR representatives did not learn of the theft until 9 a.m. yesterday morning due to the three-day holiday. The sheriff's office is requesting all recycle facilities and pawn shops to watch for the stolen property. Anyone with information, please call the sheriff's office. We asked Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum about the crime rate trends. He says the lower level crimes are way up, while some other, perhaps more serious categories are going down.
Our rate of crime, the increase in our rate of crime on the various categories, particularly those low level ones, you know, car thefts. Our car thefts are up 102%. And some of our other, larceny's up like 42%. But all those type of crimes are way off the board. Some of the other ones are not. In fact, there's been a decrease in family abuse situations, rape, and some of those. There's a decrease in those, but an increase in the ones where the people are not going to jail. They're not being held accountable. So why not go out and reoffend?
The pressure from the state to ultimately let low-level crime offenders back out on the streets is keeping law enforcement busy. So busy that it's a statewide problem. Harpum says that other police chiefs up and down the state are having the same results. Unhealthy conditions. That's the word from Air Quality, who point out smoky air in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity County. Smoke levels in these areas have been classified as unhealthy, creating a health hazard due to the fires in Mendocino and on the Oregon border. People are recommended to restrict any outdoor activity. Symptoms that may be related to excess smoke include repeated coughing, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, wheezing, chest tightness or pain, and lightheadedness. If you have any of these symptoms listed above, please contact your health care provider. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The containment rate is going up as firefighters tackle difficult terrain, working to limit the growth of the North Pass fire, a blaze responsible for 42,000 burned acres, 7 destroyed homes, and 9 outbuildings. While the North Pass fire threatens 11 residences and 2 commercial properties, fire officials say they have 65% containment. That's a much better number than the 45% previously reported. Evacuations have been limited for many areas so that property owners may return, but there are still restrictions in place. Expect closures for all areas of the Ranger District north of Mendocino Pass Road to the Six Rivers in Shasta. That would be Highway 7. Updating this morning's story as Mendocino sheriffs continue looking to make arrests for those connected to some discovered marijuana fields. The locations were connected to 3 search warrants that all together led to the seizure of nearly $5,500 and approximately 900 plants. 5 arrests were made in a series of events that took place last Thursday. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.